Bickley and Murata. Mock my world.
Are you mocking me? Are you mocking me? Stop it. You just didn't do it again.
It's back. Another round of Mock My World. Last week, we had Dave Burns participate for the first time. He stunk up the joint. We asked him not to come back.
Or something like
that. I'm joking. Refresh my memory on how last week went.
For only the second time in the history of Mock My World, which we've been doing it for I don't even know how long now, we had a tie.
Really?
We did.
Me and Dan Bickley tied at exactly 33%.
And you know, and listen, and I'm going to tell you something, okay?
Co-champions.
Well, I did this because I'm a mensch most of the time. You brought that up on the air. I did not vote, and I thought, I can go break this tie. And I thought that would be the ultimate cheese ball move.
But it was,
I did not do it.
It was, well, it was like 34 to 32, I think, when I brought it up. And then it ended at 33-33.
Okay.
So there was a surge for you.
Who was up 34-32? You were up 34-32?
Okay. Yeah, I did not vote last week. But I didn't want to be that. I didn't want to. That just struck me as a cheese ball move. Now, if I would have voted for myself before knowing that, that's one thing. But for him to tell me it's tied and I knew I hadn't voted, I thought, I'm not going
to. You should still do whatever you can to win.
Also, you guys should retweet the polls. We can get more votes.
That's cheese ball.
No, it's promoting the show.
I'm not campaigning.
Promoting stuff on the show.
I'll vote for myself. I won't campaign.
I'm not saying tag, Barry Bonds and Willie Mays on their Twitter.
What do you look like, Aaron Maloney? Come on.
What was my percentage last week, Jarrett?
18%. Solid.
What did Burnsy get?
16%, last place.
And
he had the first pick, too. That's hard to do.
What was the topic again?
Best athletes. To only have one or zero.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Now it's all coming back to me.
There
you go.
Yeah.
All right. So co-champions this week, in honor of the NBA season getting underway tonight, the topic for today's round of Mock My World is best basketball nicknames of all time. Could be pro. Could be college.
Oh, it could.
Could be amateur, I suppose. Are we all in agreement on that? Not just limited to NBA?
What about player nicknames?
What about player nicknames?
Right. So no, like team names
from basketball days.
What do you mean?
I used to be called.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, don't get into what you were called. That's Eric Cohen. He's back in the fold this week. I got the first.
You gonna say hi to anybody, Eric?
You want to shout out?
Yeah, I was gonna say hi to you, Dan.
Do you want to suck up to your fiance or anything?
Hey, I don't have to suck up, right?
Man.
I got the first pick.
I see bad things in your future, dude.
Bick's got the second pick, right?
Yes.
Eric in the three hole, Jarrett in the four hole. Each get four picks. And with that being said, I'm glad I got the first pick.
Ooh.
He might not be the best player.
Uh-huh.
This is the best nickname in the history of basketball.
It is?
Chocolate Thunder.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Daryl Dawkins.
That is a very good one.
That's a pretty good one. I like my first pick even better. George Gervin, the Iceman.
That's a really good one. That was actually the first one that I thought of. That's all such a cool name.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go with the Homer pick. And do we need to list all nicknames or just the best? Anyway, the round mound of rebound, Sir Charles, the Leaning Tower of Pisa,
which one are you going with?
Boy Gorge, the Pillsbury Doughboy, and the Human Refrigerator. Oh, and the Flying Coke Machine and the Crisco Kid. There's too many to pick.
Well, you got
to
pick one. That's what this is. That's what this segment is.
Is the most, the
most
popular.
That's just naming
the round mound of rebound.
Round mound of rebound. That's a good one.
Charles Barkley. All right, Jarrett, you got two picks.
Okay, I'm going to go with one. That is so synonymous that no one ever uses his real name, and it's obvious. Magic Johnson.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Magic. And then another one that's really, really cool, similar to the Iceman, Dr. J.
Dr. J. Got his PhD in dunking. Eric?
Was there anything cooler than Vin Sanity? Half man, half amazing.
Are you going to pick, like, everybody's got one nickname?
Whose idea was it to include this cat?
I think you were the deciding vote on that.
Why did I support this cat?
Hey, come on. They have great nicknames.
Not just
one. Some of them got more than one.
We got 4 minutes left in the segment. Is Burnsy in the building?
I know,
My pick.
See, I love having a new Andy that we can make fun of during this bit.
Just get to the point, Dorcas.
All right, fine. Okay, fine.
And I'm so glad this one still is available. The microwave.
Oh, you don't. You stole my
pick.
Did I steal your chocolate thunder?
Vinny Johnson?
Is that yes. And man, talk about just the perfect description of how he played the game.
It's perfect.
Instant offense off the bench. Dang it. I tip my cap to you, Bickley. You thief. You cost me a win. You owe me an apology. I'm going to go with Gary Payton, the Glove.
That's good.
That's a pretty good nickname. Now I got to come up with another one. Didn't like the player, but
yeah.
Black Mamba's a pretty good nickname.
It's a great one.
Ooh, yeah, I'm going with that. Black Mamba for Kobe Bryant.
See, the thing about this, too, is there's two different kinds of nicknames. Nobody goes to Charles Barkley and go, hey, round mound or rebound.
Right, yeah.
People will go to George Gervin and go, yo, Ice, what's up?
Yeah. People will go to Tim and say, hey, what's up, Sir Charles or Chuck?
That's right. And they will do this with my next one. Is it my turn?
Yes.
The Matrix for Sean Marion. Everyone just called
him
Tricks.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Everyone called him
Tricks.
And
that's a cool nickname. And was that by Al McCoy? Or did who came up with that?
I don't know who came up with that.
That's a good question.
Take the blue pill. Okay.
What?
I don't know. It was Al McCoy doing
lines from the Matrix.
Yeah, lines from the Matrix. I know karate. Now, all right. It's up to Eric.
All right, I'll just give you one name. How about the Slim Reaper, Kevin Durant?
See, another guy with multiple nicknames.
Got multiple.
And he doesn't even like the Slim Reaper, and he doesn't like Durantula. He likes only the very boring KD.
Yeah. Ugh.
The Slim Reapers.
All right, my last two here. Oh, boy, there's so many here.
It really is.
All right, I'm going to go with, since I went with two that were pretty standard on the last one, I'm going to go with two that are, I think are really cool. Dominique Wilkins, the human highlight film.
That's a good one.
And not one of the all-time greats, but to me, the coolest nickname ever, Daryl Griffith.
Dr. Duncanstein.
Dr. Duncanstein.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right, Eric, your last pick.
Clyde the Glide Drexler. The way he moved was just amazing.
Okay.
Okay, that's enough.
Funny. We get why he's named the Glide.
Yeah.
Thank you for the
Wow.
Come on. Just do it.
What?
Do it. The most obvious one that hasn't been picked yet.
Is it? I didn't know there was one. The Big Dipper, Wilt Chamberlain.
No,
that's not
good.
It?
No, that's not it.
Okay.
You're leaving Vinny with...
But it's not... it's not like a normal nickname. Yeah, I know. It's not like a normal nickname.
Everybody... What are you talking
generic.
About? It's generic, but it's... Maybe the most famous other than maybe Magic Johnson. All right,
screw it. I need to win. Air Jordan.
Air Jordan.
Oh, that's not a nickname.
The Air.
What's up? What's up,
man.
Air?
Man. His airness. There's the so, airman.
I thought for sure you were going to go with the Vanilla Gorilla in honor of Joel Prisbilla.
Never heard of that one.
Never heard of
that one?
Muggsy Bogues was a good one, too, because that's another one where nobody even uses his real name.
Steve Nash, Hair Canada.
That's great, but I've never actually heard him called that.
I never heard that either.
Yeah.
There's some really good ones.
The Greek Freak is a great
Greek Freak.
Because nobody could say his real name.
You know what else I liked? Andre Kirilenko, AK-47.
That's a good one. Paul Pierce, The Truth.
Pistol Pete.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Billy Paul, it's the WAPA.
The Answer.
Big Smooth.
Bob Cousy, the Houdini of the Hardwood. Ooh. Tiny Archibald, did you remember Tiny?
Eric the Salon Bledsoe.
Grandmama.
Yeah, that's a good one too. All right.
Remember Trajan Langdon, the Alaskan assassin?
Do we all look at the same Wikipedia page?
There's so many to pick from. Yeah. All right, the picks are in. My team was Chocolate Thunder, the Glove, Black Mamba, and Air Jordan.
I don't even know what my team
Vic
was.
Had the Iceman, the Microwave, the Matrix, and the Big Dipper. Derek?
The Round Mound of Rebound, Vince Sanity, Slim Reaper, and Clyde the Glide.
I had Magic, Dr. J, the human highlight film, and Dr. Duncanstein.
All right, the nice. The graphic will go up. The voting will be open at Bickley_Murata on Twitter. That is Mock My World. We do it every Tuesday here on Bickley and Murata, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.